Okay, the next one under advisement is case number 10,240. Special use exception to place the windmill.
Chairman.
Yes, sir.
On these wind towers, I believe that you and County Council has asked me to research into some of this to see if eventually it can be, since it's going to happen and it's an upcoming thing, that I look into it like an ordinance should be instead of coming before the board and the $400 and if they met all that, just like towers, okay, so forth, like communications towers. And what I did was there's a group that's an engineering group, okay, and I wrote to this emailed them. And they say, let me read what the response was. I know a growing number of local governments are wrestling with this issue, both in Maryland and beyond. I remember hearing that the growth in interest comes not only from the rising cost of energy itself, but with the uncertain status related to renewal of wind turbine tax credits at federal level as well. At any rate, the Maryland Energy Administration recently posted a model ordinance for regulating small systems. You can find that here. I just got this today. The reason I wanted you to hear this, that they also heard that Carroll County adopted an ordinance and the city of Cumberland is drafting one. That's the reason I asked the gentleman today if he put it anyplace else when he was testifying. And they said they've done a fair amount of research in this issue. And he said, please let me know, they're going to get back to me to let me know what kind of restrictions, engineering restrictions they're having on here also. I do know that they do have some for the tower type. They do take something like, let's say it's 150 feet and they add 20 feet to it for if it falls over or something like that. So just to let the board know, I am researching this. I'm trying to come up with something that you can use also. And at the end of what I had to say.
Okay, appreciate that.
So the point is, it is an issue throughout quite a few places right now.
Sure. Well, certainly appreciate your research on that or bringing up information back to us. But. Okay. Gentlemen?
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant demonstrated that the request wouldn't affect the uses of neighboring adjacent properties adversely as they have in the past, and I'm not so sure that the opposition was clear enough to suggest differently.
Yeah.
I don't see where it would present a problem, and I would make a motion that we approve case number 10,240.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 10,240. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved. Gentlemen.